This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
Here we are in Suisun Valley on the edge of Fairfield, California. We're here with
Ron Lonza with Wooden Valley Winery.
Talk about the winery and family's history here, going way back.
Yeah, so Wooden Valley Winery was formed right after Prohibition, like a lot of wineries in California, by a couple of Italian brothers. They had a small winery. They started it, and my grandfather, who was actually an Oakland garbage man, was one of his customers, became friends with them, and later, after an accident, he ended up becoming partners and ended up with the winery.
How many wineries were out here in Suisun Valley back then?
Two. Yeah, two wineries. There's a winery called the Catanasa Winery, which was actually in Fairfield, very close to us. At the time, I think they were in the county. Now that's city. This Catanasa on herself for many, many years up until the 90s.
So the market was more local?
Very local, yeah. Except for the fact that my dad used to deliver to people in the Bay Area, down in Oakland, El Cerrito. A lot of the Italian immigrants, Portuguese, who wanted wine, he'd bring it to them. And we also actually delivered out to Travis Air Force Base years ago.
What did you guys start with planting-wise?
Years ago, we did a lot of jug wine, like a lot of wineries did. We used to buy a lot of bulk wine. And then over time, beginning in the 70s, we replaced our orchards that we had here with vineyards, and we started all different varieties from Cabernet, Chardonnay, Pinot. But over time, we've refined it down to what really does best here in Suisun Valley.
Which is?
Well, now, there's still a lot of Chardonnay here. However, I think the Valley is more suited for Sauvignon Blanc as a white wine. And we have a big push to really promote Petite Syrah, because for whatever reason, no matter who makes it, comes out really nice. The tannins are really soft. So we're real excited about working on moving that forward too. So Petite Syrah on the red and Sauvignon Blanc on the white.
And you've proven the quality of your wine through competitions, the San Francisco Chronicle wine competition, for example.
Yeah, so just more recently, which we were a great surprise. It was nice to see that three of the five wines we entered won the highest award, which is best of class, meaning that they were selected as the best wine in their group.
That was for?
Actually, Merlot, which has been a really popular mainstay wine here. Mm-hmm. One of our newer planted varieties is Sangiovese. And then, of course, the one I was actually the most proud of is Petite Syrah, because that's the one we're working on. And all three of those got best of class. Actually, the Sangiovese just recently sold out, but we still have Merlot. And then the Petite Syrah we're just releasing, so we'll have that for a while.
And here we are coming on the tail end of COVID world.
Yeah.
And yet you guys have done reasonably well.
Yeah.
That's an interesting paradox.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's been challenging, as everybody knows, and whoever's particularly in the hospitality business has been very challenging. However, being shut down at times, opening back up, shut down again. But all through all that, even through the whole 2020 year, somehow we managed to maintain our sales pretty normal. Right now, this is really amazing. For February and March, our visitation and sales have been the best they've ever been for those respective months, being all outside.
Would it follow that your business model is more predicated on retail sales and people coming to your winery?
Right. As most wineries, 95% of them, small family wineries, are mostly direct-to-consumer. We call it DTC, direct-to-consumer. And we are, with the wine club and whatnot. So a lot of local support, which has been fantastic. However, we've got a lot of Bay Area, Sacramento area support. A lot of folks who go to Napa have been coming over and seeing us, which is great. Napa's a gorgeous place. We're just a couple miles away. However, it's a little more difficult sometimes to do a tasting there with all the regulations they're under and all the appointments you have to have. So all that has kind of helped us.
Well, and even a lot of the wineries in Napa, it's $75, $80 for a tasting.
Yeah.
Without a credit for purchase.
Right. You know? And we're not that over here. This little valley, our Sioux Sioux Valley Vendors and Growers Association, our motto is rustic wine country. So when you say that, is that we're down to earth, we're very approachable. The tasting fees are very reasonable. And I think everywhere, place I know of, if you buy a bottle, your tasting fee is waived. We have a tasting fee here as well, but we collect almost zero tasting fees because people would usually make a conscious decision when they decide to taste it. They're going to get a bottle of wine, and they should because it's reasonably priced. So it's very, very approachable.
Very cool. Right now, coming on the tail end of COVID, you're able to do some live music.
Yeah, there's some places who've done some of that. We haven't yet.
But that's on your list.
Yeah, pre-COVID, we were a very popular place for an event we had called Food Truck Friday. Probably one of the more popular events. It was once a month. Obviously, we couldn't do those in 2020. And we're looking at it. You know, we're going to have to work that out and see how things change because these were fairly large events. So we have a ways to go, but definitely, right? To be honest with you, right now, we're just excited for the amount of people that are coming out just to come wine tasting. And then one of the things we offer is picnicking, which is very popular. So people, as we're all witnessing, just want to get out and get back to some normalcy.
If you had to pick one rock star, what would it be?
This 2018 Petite Syrah, I think, is our very best wine, the one that won the award. My favorite in the whites, still probably Sauvignon Blanc. But I like everything. One of the things that we are at Wooden Valley Winery is, in our brand message, is we're everybody's winery. That means that we have an experience for everybody, but we also have a wine for everybody. And that means that we're going to have a wide range of wines, from dry to sweet, light to heavy. And if we can't find a wine that you like here, stylistic-wise, you probably don't like wine because we cover the bases.
That's really cool. A little bit more about where you are.
Yeah, so where's Sioux Sioux Valley? And that's a big question, you know, where the heck is this place? And it isn't as well known as some of the other wine regions. However, we're very proud of it. We have our own AVA, American Viticulture Area, that my dad went out by himself and got established in 1982. And today it's finally starting to get some recognition. We're very close to the city of Fairfield. We're probably just 5 minutes away. We're tucked up right next to Napa. If you drive on the road past our winery, and 2 miles up the road, you can hit the Napa County line. So we have all the wonderful ambiance, the terroir that Napa Sonoma has, but we're just in Solano County, haven't quite got the recognition. But one of the things we like to talk about is with Interstate 80 going right through the bottom of our AVA here, we are one of the most accessible wine countries in the state. So there's a major freeway going through the bottom of our little valley, and gives people great access to wine country.
Yeah, and it's so cool because even if this isn't your end destination, what a great day trip while you're en route to Tahoe or whatever.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, sometimes, unfortunately, there's a little bit of traffic congestion in the Fairfield area on Interstate 80, and so many people will jump off the freeway before it gets bad, come by, see us, and get back on. It's actually a bypass to traffic sometimes, so it's played well for us. You know, when you're up in this area, you're probably going to go by. In fact, one of the things I like to say, we're involved with the Fairfield Hotel Association, what we call it, our Tourism Visitors Bureau, but what we have is hotels here. And the hotels have been great access point for our visitors. People want to visit the winery. People who heard about it, who buy our grapes back east that we sell back there. Because from here, we can just go anywhere. Within 1 hour, you can go anywhere from our area. So right here in the Fairfield area, down in one section is called Cordelia. It's great access to everybody with some nice hotels down there.
That's so cool. To learn more about your world, where would you direct them? Website? Or
if somebody was interested in visiting Sioux Sioux Valley, one of the great websites would be visitfairfieldca.com, along with SiouxSiouxValley.com, which is our association group. And, of course, you're going to want to learn about Wooden Valley. That'd be WoodenValley.com. So,
Lonza have a website?
No, Lonza is included in the Wooden Valley. Okay. So you can see all of our wine, our story, our history. We have a fairly new website. I'm really proud of it. All the different brands. how they've been named. We talk about some of the different wines. We have the Wooden Valley label, which is the original. We have the Lanza family, which is our higher-end wines. There's only Petit Sirah, Cabernet. We have a Rosetta, which is our pink wines. And that was named after my great-grandmother. And then our latest is our Lanza Italian series, and that's where we have the Sangiovese, the Barbera, Primitivo, Pinot Grigio at times, and even a sweeter Muscat Canale. So a lot of fun wine. And my name's Ron Lanza with Wooden Valley Winery here in Suisun Valley.
All right, and I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Suisun Valley near Fairfield, California. We'll see you here.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter, down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust preservation initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.